Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Health Army Podcast. My name is Brad Schaubecker. I am a health coach, and I help people move forward with their health. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. We're closing in on the end of 2023. And I want you to start thinking about, I want you to finish 2023 strong, right? But two, I want you to start thinking about 2024. And if you're a person that is going to make a change in your health, if you're going to, you know, start that weight loss journey, or you're going to start that gym journey to build muscle and, you know, improve your fitness, whatever it is, I convey this to my clients all the time, is commit yourself to 365 days. 365 days in a year, right? Because I see it so often. What happens to people without support is that every dang year it happens. You have these goals in your head of a certain amount of weight you want to lose, and you start the year off strong, but you start the year off sprinting. And usually that's when somebody has the sprinter mentality, it doesn't last very long before it fizzles out. A lot of people last only a couple weeks on their own. A lot of people will last a month on their own, but I will tell you this, the majority of the people that have the new year, new me mentality, that go about it on their own, do not last 365 days. Because if you're truly going to change, if you're truly going to have that long-term change that I know that you want, next year in 2024 at this time, you will be a totally different person. 365 days from now, you will be a totally different person, but only if you don't quit. Now, it's okay to rest, right? It's okay to rest. There's going to be times throughout the year where you're going to get mentally fatigued. You're going to want to quit. Those are the days that you're going to want to rest and then get right back on the horse and get going again. There's going to be ups and downs. You got to be able to ride that wave of the ups and the downs. You got to be able to battle through those times where you're super busy, and be able to be like, you know what? I've been busy. I missed my workout. I haven't been eating the greatest. But you know what? I know that I'm always only one meal away, only one workout away from being back on track. That's the mentality. You have to get in that mentality. You have to get into the marathon mentality, because there's no finish line. There's no finish line. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. And I think a lot of people think they can keep trying to do this on their own, knowing that they're just going to fail. That's why it's so important to reach out to somebody, to have a coach in your corner, to have a community in your corner, to have structure and support in your corner. What would your health and your life look like if you worked on yourself for 365 days instead of 30, instead of 60, instead of 90 days? When most people have quit on their goals again. I want you to really think about what your life would look like and your health if you battled through those times that you want to quit, but you didn't, and you worked on yourself for one whole year, that's how you're going to make 2024 the year for you, and the year everything changed. When next year at this time, you said to yourself, you know what? I didn't give up this time. I worked on myself for a whole year, and I'm so glad that I did. I'm so glad that I didn't give up. I'm so glad that I had that group of people that I reached out to, or that coach that I reached out to in my corner. I'm so glad that I concentrated on my nutrition because I know that was the problem. I'm so glad that I learned to feed my mind consistently through podcasts, through books, through audiobooks. I'm so glad I didn't give up, and look at me now. Imagine yourself saying that next year at this time. And to be able to go into 2025 not having that weight loss goal anymore, but having that momentum and that lifestyle now of a healthy person, and just continuing to compound on being a healthy person and living a healthy lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, 365 days. Who can commit to 365 through the ups and downs? Can you commit to 365 through the ups and downs? I'm telling you, if you do, it'll change the game forever for you. The game of health. You'll be, if not at your weight loss goal, you'll put a huge dent into that weight loss goal. And you'll now have the mindset to finish that weight loss goal and to not only lose that weight, but you're going to keep it off. It's these thoughts that you have to start putting in your head right now. If you're a person that has not yet changed, that is going to change in this new year, you start changing your mindset now going into that new year. I know you might not start working on yourself or on physically working on yourself until 2024. But the least you can do is start working on your mindset to give yourself that momentum heading into January 1, January 2, the second week in January, whenever you're going to start. And have that mental momentum to give you that jump start that you need to work on yourself for 365. So I hope that has helped a little bit. My gosh, I am excited, looking forward to helping a ton of people in the new year. And you know what? I'm always available to reach out to. If you have questions, I'll answer your questions to the best of your ability. Even if you don't, even if you're not working with me directly, message me, text me what questions you have. And if I can give you an answer that puts you in the right direction, that makes me really happy to add value to you. So here we go. It's a 365 mentality. Adopt that mentality. And I'm telling you, it'll be a game changer. Have a good one.